A very good morning. It's Eagle FM that you are at. And our time is about 6 minutes past the hour of 11. Good morning. It's a very cold Saturday. See, it has been a very cold weekend, actually. I guess in places like Windhoek, Keetmanshoop, Karasberg, Vergenoeg, you know, places like that, you must be really, 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 really cold. So, here in the side of the world on Dangwa, it's cold, but well, we're still in our t-shirt, you know, and even, well, for some people, it's actually cold. You find some people here say, "Whoa, this is too cold." No, this is not cold. Yeah, but I hope you have a beautiful Saturday morning. How are you this morning? Wherever you find yourself in this beautiful country of ours, the land of the brave. So how are you this morning? So welcome to Mind Matters. So this is about unlock the mystery of you. This Mind Matters is about unlocking the mystery of you, diving into the fascinating world of human behavior. So how you think, how you feel, and how you thrive in this world, how you make decision, and choices in life. So it's all about you and your well-being. And with every thought, every feeling, and every behavior, we uncover the patterns and explore the psychology behind it. So, Mind Matter, it's where your mental health and psychological well-being takes center stage. So, from now on until the hour of 1 o'clock, we call this hour a mental health hour. So, and tune in every Saturday. It comes to you every Saturday from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And we really make we let your mind grow. This is the place to be. That's the platform we create. Lady Energy, Lady Eagle FM. Sorry about that. Eagle FM has actually created this platform for you. I don't know why did I say that. All right. So, yeah, wherever you are at this point in time, you can listen to Eagle FM. So through your Eagle FM mobile app, you can also listen to us through your website, through our website. What you can do for the Eagle FM mobile app, what you can do, just you can get that. You can just download that from the Google Play or Play Store, you know. So and on that we have quite a lot. You have a lot of features. You have podcasts of your favorite shows. And if you are not actually, if you are now busy and you couldn't listen to Hileni now with social times, you can always go back and listen to that show. And there are news, there are schedules of different shows as well. You know, there are vacancies. So yeah, and if you are a political fanatic, your political party manifesto is still there. We didn't get it off. It's still there. So there are still regional and elections that are going on. So if you still want to know what your political party manifesto is like, so you can still go up there. So we also have Mpango or Mpango Dherero Rya Ndonga, you know, if you are in this area of Ndonga traditional authority. So get acquaint yourself with those Mpango. Eh? And what else? I'm giving you a lot. There are also the 2023 Namibia population and housing census report. It's also there. Those are things that are coming on top of my head. You know, get there, you know, and you can only do that if you download your Eagle FM mobile app. So you have so much that is at your fingertips, you know. So another product that's very useful you can download is the Imba, you know, the hymnal book in your pocket. So this is, as I said, this is one thing I love. This is, it's one product that I love about, you know, this, because I found myself going to different occasions, religious religious occasion, whether it's a funeral, it's a church service or wedding or whatever. And sometimes it's not your church. And this imba has got various hymnals from different churches. So make sure that you download it and you find yourself, and it look cool as well. When you're in the church, you don't carry any book and all that. Sing from your phone. That's cool. Today, in today's world, that's really cool. And I think you must have that as well. So the other thing I said, I know it's Saturday, but, please do also subscribe. Do follow us. Do follow us on Eagle FM. Do follow us on The Village as well. Eh? So, and, follow us on our platforms, X, former Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Telegram. We also have a YouTube. So we also have a YouTube. See what we have on the YouTube. Eh? So follow us on WhatsApp. Engage with us on these social media platform. No, do engage with us. We sometime here want to hear. Yeah. Make sure you leave that like or a comment or that love sign, you know, whatever it is. So, and we also, most importantly, we want to hear from you. You know, leave some comment, some feedback, eh? Even on feedback on the show like this, you know, leave something, leave a comment and said, whoa, that was Mike. What was you talking about? It was absolutely rubbish. You know, I wouldn't mind, you know, but not in that way. Yeah. You shouldn't say it in that way, but you can always say it in a very tentative, you know, where you say, look, yeah, I hear you talking about this, but, nah, please, sharpen up a little bit here and there. So that would be helpful as well. So give us a comment, leave us a comment, when you are on our social platform. And, as I said, I mentioned, you know, follow us on our village as well, on a village, platform as well. So if you're looking for like latest news, get yourself a free copy of The Villager, right? By simply sending a WhatsApp message with your number, just your number, your email, your name and your email, 208-200-4144, and be sure to save that number, you know, as a contact, because you don't want to later, who is this? Eh? Yeah. So The Villager is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And it's for free, for God's sake. Eh? And you get all this latest news for free. That's how much we love you. Eh? That's how much we really love you. And what we want you to do then, if you want to advertise your business, or you have an event that, you know, event or function or workshop, conference, it doesn't matter. Or even just, you just want that real time exposure via live streaming, or broadcasting. So we can do that for you. So all you need to do is just contact our office number during office hours. Now, this is now Monday to Friday. So you can do that at 083 2-888-400. 083-2-888-400. So when you do that, we will definitely be able to help you in that regard. So it's a Saturday morning. In some part of the country is very cold. Actually, probably the whole country is very cold. I don't know whether the coastal area. So sometimes when the whole country is cold, that area is actually extremely hot. You know, I don't know how that works. All right. So welcome to Mind Matters. And, last week, I would like to actually continue on the same rhythm, on the same path. Last week we had, we talked about mental health issues in a transport sectors, and I have Mr. Edward Shivute, the project manager for the wellness at the Walvis Bay Corridor Group. So, and then I had also, because previous week, the week after that, we were talking about what are you holding on to? Okay. So we didn't finish. So there were still certain part of that session, we took on last week. So I ended with also what are you holding on to? And, we were looking at 8 common things that we normally hold on to. These are, we look at hurtful emotions. We really gone into that, how we do that. We look at a traumatic event. We look at, habits, perspective. We also covered perspective, fear of unknown. We look at people. People is also something that what are we holding on to? Maybe some toxic people. We look at control, and we look also at the material, things. That's what we looked at. And then the last two or three, I talked about that at last time. So the whole idea, emotional attachment, like holding on to anger, staying in a bad relationship or being afraid to try new things, can keep us stuck in the past. So that's what we're looking at. Mentally also, we might holding on to negative thoughts or ideas about ourselves that stop us from growing and enjoying ourselves. And even just not taking care of ourselves physically. So that's why I talk about material stuff. Even physically not taking ourselves can make us feel way down and stressed. So there's so much that we talked about. And if you didn't tune in, you just actually, this is the place to be. If you haven't tuned in, Uli Konimae Siga, you are Konimae Siga is. All right. Now, the purpose was to look at what we are holding on to and ask. We're looking at what we are holding on to and ask, is this helping me or is this holding me back? Okay. Kind of getting into ourselves, you know, really examine, you know, these, attachment, either emotional attachment or these mentally, negative thoughts or whatever the case may be. So, and those are common 8 things that we looked at. So now the whole thing is that, is this helping me or is it holding me? And letting go of what doesn't help us, letting go of what it doesn't help us anymore, so that the whole idea is that we let go of the things that it doesn't help us anymore, so that then we can create space for new opportunities, a space for growth and for healing as well. So that's what we looked at. And as I said, I want to actually continue in that same, breath. So the whole question was, what are you holding on to? That was the topic that we look at and look at the common, things that hold us, hurtful emotion, traumatic, events, habit, perspective, fear of the unknown, you know, people, control, you know, we look at that. Now, what I want us to look at is actually why, you know, why are we holding onto this? So, and today what we're looking at then is actually the reason the answer to that is because throughout life, when you go through something, and this sometimes you don't realize it. When you go through something, let's say, for example, someone, you were in a relationship, a toxic relationship, abusive relationship. Take that. Let's have abusive relationship. So when you're in an abusive relationship, there are certain things that you learn in that relationship or that imprint. Let's use the word imprint. Okay. That impress. When I'm talking impress, I'm not impressing like, oh, that's impressive. No, it's impress. It's used in printing. You know, you impress something on the material, on the paper. So imprint or impress in that way, in that, the use of that word in that. What it means that that experience leaves something on you. Probably you can say a scar, but that's not what I want to talk about. But it imprints something on you. And that something it imprint, it could be, it's mostly a belief. Now, it create a belief. Sometimes a belief that you're not even aware yourself. So if you were in an abusive relationship, now you may actually, from that experience, you may say, men are dogs. Just an example, eh? Or you can't trust a man, right? Okay, let's not too dramatic, Mike. So say, you can't trust men. Okay, there are those. There are so many people now who have been going through a lot of disappointment, and you know, you come to that belief. You can't trust a man. Now, so that becomes your belief. Do you understand? Now, the question that we're looking at, think of that now. That becomes a belief now. Think of this. What belief about yourself is keeping you now, keeping you stuck? All right? So, what belief about yourself is keeping you stuck? We're looking at certain things last time. So now we're looking at, though you are actually found your, you are holding on to those emotional attachment or the things that we look at, or those negative thoughts, whatever the case may be. Okay? Emotional hurt. You're holding on to that because there's something that you believe. That's become an anchor. There's an anchor that becomes your center of why holding on to that. I hope you follow the argument. Okay? And then sometimes it's certain things about ourselves that we never actually gone back and look at again. They become the foundation or the anchor of how we behave, become the foundation or the belief on which how we behave, how we feel, how we act, come from. But we never go back. But these are some beliefs that happen throughout our life. So some of them happened when we were small. Some of them happened when we were older. Some of them happened yesterday. So these are, we create things that are happening to us. We continuously start. These are not something you yourself said, okay, I want, now I believe in what? Sometimes you find yourself, I believe in this and this and this, because something you have learned, it's become your knowledge. But there are also things that you believe in that you're not even aware about. But they are the principle of how you behave, of how you think, and of how you feel. And sometimes that comes earlier on in your life, and you are not even aware of it. So that's where we're going. That's where I want to look at. So I'm going to look at a few things. All right? All of us have, we carry beliefs. Yeah? All of us, we carry beliefs. Some of those beliefs now can lift us up. So there are those beliefs that, you know, let's say, for example, you grow up in a really hard environment. You know, you never have, things like others people have. And your neighbors, and you know, and then you set yourself, I have to work hard really to make sure that I better my life. That's a belief. So when you were small, you experienced this and you created that belief when you were small, but you're not aware of it now anymore, but you just find yourself, you know, this person who is always, hard, pushing hard and never say never. You know, where does that come from? So it was created by a certain situation, which you have now, that has created, that situation has actually created a belief that it will now lifting you up. You understand? That lift you up. So, but then you could actually grow up then in an environment like that as well, where you can also think that, you know, I'm actually not worth anything. I'm not loved. People don't love me. It seems that, you know, I'm stuck in this poverty and I will never get in, you know, I'll never get out of this. So I will never get out of this. You see that? That also become a foundation, become a belief from which you proceed in terms of how you think, in terms of how you feel, and in terms of how you actually behave. So, and that's why you find yourself now, you know, so you believe, you're those who believe, my parents had been poor, so where would I get? My family has been poor, where would I get? So that belief, you will definitely be poor. Because you're telling every cell in your bone, you know, the cell in the bone. Yes, they are cell in the bone. Every cell in your body, that's what I wanted to say, bone and body. So every cell in your body that you are poor, you don't need to do anything. Believe me, that's what you do. So it becomes a belief, which is actually a foundation of on which you operate. So these are hard drives, you know. Is it hard drive or soft drives? Whatever. I'm not a computer geek. So these are hard drives, you know, where you, your informations, where you, the whole operation is based. And the whole thing is this, that what I want us to do then, it's go to that. Go there. So there are some, you know, hard drives that are faulty. So there are some hard drives that are faulty now. It's like, you know, when things always, there's a new software, there's a new version of a software to upgrade, you know, the 20, even if it's a Windows, whatever, the Windows keep changing, you know? So that's also what you need to do. There was a hardware that you have that really worked for you. It was good. It was working. It operated well at that time. So, but it doesn't, if you don't, you know, revise it, it may not be working anymore. And in most cases, that's where we find ourselves. So that's why, and that's why there are those beliefs that sometimes lift you up, and there are those that hold you back. These are now the hardware that are now updated, that are not actually outdated, and it need to be upgraded. So for the 2 hours, we will explore then some 5 common beliefs, you know, that keep us from living our best. Yeah, that keep us from maybe living our best life. I will share some, you know, from my experience, not specifically me, but there are people around me, people that I have counseled, people I have talked to. I'll give you some example of people I know or I have met through professional counseling and all that. And I will also offer my some psychological insights just to give us understanding the process within what is going within us, and also give you also a practical tool to break free from some of this. So, and if you just woke up, it is cold. It could be very cold. If you just woke up, or maybe you are at work and listening from work, or wherever you find yourself, especially if you're at home or at work, grab a cup of tea and a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, as long as something soft, yeah, so that you continue, you know, you'll be able to continue to listen to me, because this is going to be a ride. So let's dive in. And maybe I've been talking for a while, so before we dive into it, let's have a music, man, isn't it? So let's have a musical break quickly, and I want to go Nigerian today, all right? So let me see if I'm going to something. Yeah, let's go Nigerian. Ayra Star Comas.
Yeah. now which kind of life way I never see. I carry God so I fear nothing. Steady increase in the commas. Comma, comma, comma. Original no be parody. You know feel clear for your memory. Whether now winter or summer. I did like I don't stop on now. Leave it light. See my fire burning bright. Within the inside me. Smally way day my feet. And never know I color. Know the move fine. Check and balance. Everything inside my mind.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us. If you're just joining us, you are on Mind Matter. And our time right now is about 33 minutes. We're already 33 minutes. Well, 33 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. And thanks for joining us. This is Mind Matter. And today we're looking at what are the beliefs? What beliefs about yourself is keeping you stuck? So I had an introduction really to give you an understanding of what we're talking about. So what is that you believe about yourself is keeping you stuck? Okay. What beliefs about yourself keeping you stuck? One. So now, all right. So, okay. Here we go. Now, all right. So let's kick things off with our first big one. Okay. So one of these things that you believe about yourself, you know, that keep you stuck is a fear of failure. All right. So, you know, that feeling, right? So you are standing at the edge of something new, maybe a job opportunity, an important presentation that maybe you need to give, or even maybe this is even a good one, or maybe asking someone out. Eh? This is not someone that you really, really, that you always think, eh? So, and you want to ask them out. So, and you know, there's always that little voice in your head whisper, what if you totally mess this up? You know that voice that tells you, what if you totally mess this up? That is fear of failure. And it comes in many ways. You know, it can come to you almost every day, you know, in many, many, many forms of things that you want to do. Or maybe things that you're thinking. So just examine yourself. Just think about yourself. How many things that you just, you know, you keep saying, how many things maybe you keep saying, what if this happened? So that is fear of failure. As what is the fancy word? What is the fancy term for that? I studied this some time long ago. So the fear is phobia. The fear is phobia, and there's a fancy term. Ataichi phobia. Let me check it. So ataichi phobia. I think it's ataichi phobia. Yeah, it's ataichi phobia. Or atichi phobia or something like that. So that's the word atichi phobia of ataichi phobia. So that's just a fancy word. You know, those Greek, you know, or Latin something. So now when we talk about fear of failure, you know, fear of failure is like, it's like a heavy, you know, that heavy backpack weighing you down. So you always want, you know, you're thinking of this. Okay, I need to do this. Okay. Or, you know, and you always think this is like something always weighing down, stopping you from taking that next step. And I want you to recognize that now. The reason why I'm telling you, you know, I want you to recognize that. And it may be coming from some fundamental belief that you have about yourself. So there are research, and some research tell us that this fear often comes from, you know, it comes from tying our self-worth to our success. I hope you're following now. Now, remember this, okay? There are some research. I mean, there are a lot of research, you know, in terms of these kind of things. So, but there some saying that, you know, this always comes, this fear of failure normally come from tying our self-worth. You know, your self-worth, you tie that to your, to the success. I am who, what I do successfully. Okay, let's put it that way. So I am who, what I do successfully. You tie your self-worth to that. So if you do that, you will be worried of doing something that might not be successful. So when you do that, failing feels like a personal attack. Like it's a proof of we are not good enough. You understand? Let me paint a picture for you. All right? If it comes all right. I told you I'm going to tell you, you know, stories. So there's this woman, I know. So at this time, let me call her, what is the sound? Let's call her Sarah. Okay? Now, she had been at her job for years. So knocking it out, really, she knows the job, you know? As they said in English, knocking it out of the park. You see? So now, everyone's love her work. But then, a promotion opportunity pops up, a chance to step up now into a bigger role. Sounds exciting, isn't it? So, but to Sarah, that always, you know, freezes her. As it just, you know, so the thought of applying and maybe not getting it. So when she thinks of applying and not getting it, it sent her into spiral. She started thinking, well, if I don't get this, it will prove that I'm not cut for this. I'm not cut for more. Eh? I look like a failure. So those, it's a spiral in thinking like that way. So what does she do? She doesn't apply. You know, she stays in her safe familiar role. Does it sound like you? She stays in this safe familiar role, missing out on the chance to grow. Eh? Chance to shine. Maybe even to surprise herself. Sometimes, you know, something like that, you do something that would surprise yourself. So, now, that's what fear of failure does. That's exactly what fear of failure does. So, it keeps us stuck in our comfort zone, even when we are craving for something new. When we are craving for something more, but it keeps us stuck. We still actually stay stuck. That's That's what I want you to think about. So where you are today, maybe, you keep stuck in your comfort zone. Why? What keeps you stuck in that comfort zone? It could be the fear of failure. And that becomes a belief. Yeah? It could become a belief. So, now let me go now to the reason why I said it could become a belief. So why does this happen? Yeah? Let's look at this maybe psychologically now. So why does this happen? Fear of failure, and as I said earlier on, where I said that, it ties to, to your success. You know, fear of failure often ties back to things like perfectionism or a moment from our past where failing was made to feel shameful. You understand? So at one point where it was actually made you to feel shameful about it. So, and then it gets registered in our mind. Okay. So, and in this way, when you start to think all this, if I don't get this, if I, that will prove that I'm not actually maybe capable of that. And I look like a failure. It's all coming from what happened before. So the mind, when it does this, it helps to protect it. For now, for the mind, it thinks it's protecting you. You know? So, as I think of maybe you had a teacher who called you out for a wrong answer. Remember when you were small, maybe a teacher called you out when you were small, and you may not remember now, but at that point, it felt humiliated. You know, at that point, you felt humiliated. And it registered. Okay? Your body is very clever. It pick up things that you don't pick up. So you were humiliated, and then it tells, okay, you didn't feel good. So in future, something happened like this, we'll try our very best not to let you get into things like that. You understand? That's how your mind would operate. Or maybe your parents, your parents who were expected straight A all the time. They never expected failure. And the congratulation only comes when you get your A's. Do you understand? And we have to be very, very careful. Sometimes there's this, of course, we think, sometimes you think it's a way of encouraging your child, which it is. So, but it also can also backfire. You know, when also always the A, that's great. And then it's when you are getting something. So, that behavior, the A's and then associated with what you get, would actually put you that. Even when you have done your very best. That's why I said fear of failure often ties back to things like perfectionism. If you used to get all the A's, and that's when you get all the praise and the gift. Because you have done so well. So then your mind started to think, okay, failure, which is actually motivational at that point, but you won't be perfect all the time. So you understand? So those moments actually stick in us. They stuck with us. And our brain start thinking failure equals danger. You know? Failure equals danger. So now, as I said, the brain now, so this kind of thinking now, that's a belief, that belief tried to protect us from from feeling that pain again, but instead, it is actually trapping us. So, yeah, what I'm trying to say is this. So, that belief, the brain is very, your mind is very, it's very far clever than you are. Because you are clever, you're clever by your conscience. It's things that you're thinking. Okay? That's where you're clever. But your mind, your body, your subconscious is much far, far, far clever than you are, than your conscious mind. Okay? So, yeah. So what he does is that, because this is our mechanism, our survival mechanism. Eh? That's a survival mechanism. It works on its own without you even thinking about it. So what he does is that it's trying now. Now it's trying to protect you from feeling that pain again that you felt when you were young, that you felt when you couldn't get the A's and all that. But the problem is that instead of now doing that when you are older, it is actually trapping you. And that's why I said this is now an old software, an old hardware that it doesn't work anymore, that you need actually to replace it. So, and what does it do? You keep, the problem is that now that kind of belief create a lot of, it leads to anxiety, it leads to depression, you know, it leads to even procrastination. When you find you mostly actually procrastinate, it's because your mind is actually probably if you're a perfectionist, your mind is fine. When you feel that you can't do that because you're not good enough, you find yourself stuck. You find yourself going around. So anxiety, depression, you know, can also come from there. It can lead to that as well. So how many times you have put off something, like starting maybe a new, maybe pitching an idea, a business idea. And you hold it off because you were afraid, you were scared it won't work out. That fear of failure sneaking, that's now the fear of failure sneaking in, convincing you to play it safe. You understand? Play it safe. And this is what I want you to recognize now. But don't worry. Here's a good news. There is always a good news here. We don't let you just, you know, I don't just let you, okay, go and wonder now what you're going to do. I don't let you go and wonder. So, yeah. But seriously, as I said, there is good news. You can move past this fear. You can move past this fear. It is not easy. And I always tell people in terms of this process, these are processes. If you take years and years and accumulate, you know, the body that you have, it won't take just one lap and then you are already, you know, this nice and sexy. No. It's going to take probably most same years before you lose it. Not exactly, if you committed. Yeah, what I'm trying to say is that, we can always move past this fear, and it's absolutely doable, you know, with practical step. So with practical things that we can be able to do. So now let's look at some of those one. Okay. Now we're talking about fear of failure, isn't it? So, and I want us to, what do you do? What I want you to do is to stop seeing fear. I want you to stop seeing failure as a dead end. Remember when you're thinking in terms of, you know, when you tie your self-worth to success. Okay? You are worth of what? Of how successful you are. So that becomes the problem. That kind of thinking becomes the problem. So that's why I said stop seeing failure as a dead end, because, you know, so think of it as a feedback. Okay. Stop it. Stop thinking of it as a dead end, but see it as it's a mindset that you need to move, to change. So redefine failure, instead of a dead end. Now think of it as a feedback, a stepping stone. Okay? Every time something doesn't work out, you learn something new. It happens. Eh? You learn something new. For example, if Sarah now, the one I talked earlier on, it doesn't get that promotion, So she might learn what skill, she might want, what skill do I need really to brush up? Eh? So that next time I'm on interview, I can really nail it. Hmm? So understand this. Failure is not the opposite of success. Eh? And this is the view that this is the mindset that I want you to have. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of it. Hmm? It is actually part of it. So you have to go through failure to anybody can tell you that. Any business person, any sports person, any successful whatever you can tell you. So failure is part, it's not the opposite of success. It is part of it. If you have a pen and paper, write that and make it your what is that? Your mantra, huh? Or your motivational. When you wake up in the morning, you have that on your wall. Failure is not the opposite. It's not the opposite of success. It is part of it. So that means if I fail, as I said, what is that? I must see failure as a feedback, a stepping stone. Yes, I have failed, but there's something I have learned. And definitely if I have to start again, I won't repeat that same mistakes. So, and slowly by slowly, as I said, it's a part of it. So, and slowly by slowly, you're moving towards, you know, that success. So that's how you, you know, deal with the fear of failure. The other thing is that instead of focusing on avoiding failure, so because when you're avoiding it, you will definitely won't do anything. If you avoid failure, you better lock yourself somewhere where you're not doing anything, because it's in doing something, you're always prone to fail. Yeah. So now instead of focusing on avoiding failure, like I can't mess this up, you know, now shift to what you want to achieve. Remember, I can't really mess this up. So if you have this now tendency, this fear, I can't mess this up. What do you do? You procrastinate because I can't do this without really knowing that I'm going to get it done successfully. Then you procrastinate. Or you become anxious. So those why I said it lead to those and to be anxious, anxiety, to depression, to procrastination. That's how it does. So what I'm saying is that shift to what you want to achieve. Okay? So shift to what you want to achieve. For instance, you know, if you maybe want to start a side hustle, okay? Tell yourself, I'm going to learn how to market my product. I'm going to learn how to market my product. Not, I can't fail at this business. You understand? You see the different view. It's in the details. You see the different perspective. So the other one, you know, it gives you that it's even if something happened, you're not going to give up. Eh? I'm learning. That's you see, it's a process. I'm learning. This happened. I have learned something from it. You know, something happened again. I'm learning. You see, I can't fail at this business. It's a different perspective. If it fails, that means I'm done. It's a dead end. That's what I'm saying. That's the perspective I'm trying to help you understand. So it's about progress, not perfection. It's about progress. And we should also be very clever. We should also be very, 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 very careful how we compliment our children. So that we should compliment them on the progress rather than on the perfection, on the A's that the person get, rather than on the progress that she made. So for example, the person, so the night they put in to study. So yeah, congratulations. Your spending night studying have really paid off. You see, rather than, oh, congratulations, you get an A, that, you see, that's a difference. It make a difference in the way how the person actually start to to create belief within themselves. So the other one helped that if I work hard, I will always achieve this. So the other one, looking at the achievement, is what is being praised rather than they're working hard, the process to get there. You following me? So that's very important. Okay. So as I said, it's about progress, not perfection or perfection. So now, and research shows approach oriented goal make us more like to, this is more, it makes us more likely to take action. Okay. Now, the other thing also, the one thing is, which is, this one is powerful. Okay. And I always tell people actually write down certain things because we are visual people. When you see it, it's only when it's reflect back to you. So make a list, make a fear list. You know, grab a piece of paper. Okay. Give you time now. Grab a piece of paper. Write down what might happen. Now, this is very important. And think about it. Okay. Think about it. What might happen if you don't take the risk? Eh? What might happen if you don't take that risk? Whatever that risk is. So for the Sarah that I gave an example, it's staying in a job she outgrown, you know, feel unfulfilled, maybe even resentful. You come to a point now where you become so resentful. All right. So now think, you know, what might happen if you don't take a risk? So often the cost of staying. So when often the cost of staying, you know, when you now you're going to stay stuck. So then when you're feeling that I'm going to stay stuck in this, in this situation, it's more scarier. It scares you more than actually risking actually failing. So that's why I said for you now to address the fear of failure, think about that. Make a list make a fear list. Have that fear. Of list. So, and this is what kind of like, what happened if I don't take the risk? So the thinking of staying in that situation could be more no, than actually failing. I rather fail than actually stays in this, you know. That's a way to, you know, you can actually bridge that fear of failure. So, And the reason why I said have it on paper, sometimes when seeing it on paper can give you that push to act. No way, you know? It gives you that push to act. And the other thing is that start small, okay? Start small. So when this is an issue that you have been created for years, yeah? It takes time. So it takes time, to really address it. So you need to start small. You don't have to leap into the deep end immediately, just, you know. And this is what we tend to do. I'm unhappy about this, something that you have been doing for years, and then just jump into like a leap end into a deep end, a leap into a deep end. It doesn't happen. You're more likely actually to fail than actually to succeed. Yeah? So it's like when you have picked up weight, you are this heavy now, and you decided, no, I need to change this. You don't just decided, okay, I'm gonna now run 5 kilograms. I'm now going to run 5 kilometers. No, so once you run that, you're dead. You know, when you run that, you possibly could do that the first time. You go there, you run, and you have all this energy. When you come back tomorrow, you won't wake up. You know, you have pain here and there, and you know, and what do you do? No, you give up. So that's not how it works. Start small. Okay. So if it's the example of running, you know, take just a walk. First of all, take a walk around the house. You know, yeah, if you have a big bigger yard like mine enough to walk. You walk in your yard, you know, a couple of times. Yeah. So you feel that, okay, I'm picking up some, I'm getting sweat and all that. And, you know, then if it's big enough to jog still around, jog around your own house, you know, in your yard. So yeah, couple of laps. Yeah. And if you feel that, doesn't do much anymore, then yeah, go out. Walk now out for, let's say, for example, 1 kilometer or 2 kilometer. And then, so slowly by slowly, that's how you do it. Okay. So now these little wins, you know, show you that failure isn't the end of the world. You understand? So over time, these small steps make the bigger, you know, they make the bigger one feels less daunting, you know, but you start now to learn, you win in small and small and small. So when it comes to bigger one, you know, it doesn't feel like it's a daunting task to do. And one thing is very important as well, be kind to yourself. So be very kind to yourself. And this is huge. Now imagine, and this is what I tell you, this is what I ask people sometimes. If you have a best friend, you have your best friend trying something and it didn't work out. So what would you say? Would you say, wow, you're such a failure? Eh? Would you just tell them, wow, you're such a failure? No, you wouldn't say something like that. Of course you wouldn't. Okay? You would say, hey, you tried. Eh? And that's awesome. You tried and that's awesome. But what did you learn? Maybe you ask, what did you learn? So it's the learning that's very important. You do that to your friends, isn't it? So then do that the same to you. Think in terms of that. Do that exactly the same to you. Yeah? So talk to yourself the same way. You must talk to yourself the same way. So self-compassion. So, also studies shown that self-compassion reduces the stink of failure, you know, and it keeps you moving forward when you are self-compassionate. So don't just, it means ingiridamo ikene, eh? So it means ingiridamo, piningoka oshiere, so. But, you know, serious things that you could be able to say to others, you can say to yourself. And that, as I said, it reduces that power, that energy of failure, you know, and it keeps you motivated. And I said, study from, this one from Psychology Today shows that people who practice self-kindness are more resilient. Okay? They're more resilient. So the one who really go, I failed, they go and drown themselves in bed, crying and all that. But who said, well, I did my best, but it wasn't good enough. Yeah, it wasn't good enough. So they try again. You see the difference. It's mindset, my dear. It's mindset. Okay. So should I give you another example? Have you find yourself getting stuck or postponing things because of fear of failure? So get in touch. Get in touch with me and share your story. So our telephone number, now I can allow people to come through. Our telephone number is 08333-66091. 08333-66091. So you're most welcome to come through. And definitely we continue. The next up is actually a fear of change. As I always said here. So this is a mental health, hour. We call this time a mental health hours. And if you are at home, you could be finding yourself in, needing to talk to somebody, because you're going through something, that maybe you just don't know what to do. We live in the world where, you don't need to share your name when you're coming on. Or you don't need to share this is about you. You can always refer to somebody, maybe someone that you know, and that could be true, is someone that you know. You can come through and talk to me, you know, if there's something that you're going through or someone you know going through something that you don't even know what to do. how to help. And this is the platform. I could be able to go through with you. We could go through together to see how we can, find a way to deal with that. And if we can't, as I said, and this is a promise of an individual, that I will definitely, look for somebody, who will be able to help you to do that. So we live in the world where there's so much that is going on, mentally, especially when it comes to mental health issues. So you could, and this is nothing to be ashamed for, to be ashamed of. And we talked last time last Saturday when I talked to Shivuta, he mentioned something. He said, I want to make a disclaimer, that mental health is not about people. It's not when people hear about mental health, they think of people that are crazy. That's not what it's all about. You know? Yeah. So you could be emotionally distressed because something happened and you are overwhelmed by what is going on. And at that time, you're not thinking right. So that's why we end up sometime beating up, you know, that's why you hear people stepped 25 times. So what do you think this person was thinking? You hear people being killed with pangas and what horrific, you know, incidents that are happening in our society. Believe we come to a point where this is a crisis. We are in denial, and there are a lot of people, because for some, still a taboo, you know. Yeah, for some, it's still a taboo, but we see this. We see this on day to day. So, yeah, this is your platform. Please, you might have nobody that you want, you can talk to. And if you're listening and you feel like, you know, you need to talk to somebody, I'm here for you. All right. I am here for you. All right. All right. So, yeah, the joke aside. Okay. So I am here for you. And you're most welcome to come through. Our telephone number, 08333-66091. 08333-66091. So that's what we do here on Eagle FM. And this is Mind Matters. So let's have a break quickly. And then when we come back, we also look at the fear of change. That could also be a belief that, keep a belief about ourselves that actually keep us stuck. So stay tuned. As I said, I will be going Nigerian today. I don't know. All right. Let's get the video with you featuring Omalay.
Yellow, I know people.
A very good morning to you. And that was actually, what was it, Dovado, featuring featuring Omale with you, with a song With You. So I said I'm going to Nigerian today. So, all right, welcome back. Someone just sent me a text. All right, good morning to you. And we're talking about what we're talking about this morning, the belief about ourselves that hold us back. And we talked about fear of failure. And right now, let's talk about one of that so many of us experience, and that is fear of change. Don't you? Don't you worry about change, you know? Sometimes called, why do I do this to myself? Like, I should have looked up this one. So I wanted to, I'm just kind of reminding myself those words that I use. It's a phobia, fear of self, fear of change, change. Fear of change. Metathesiophobia. Yeah, metathesiophobia. So that's what, you know, tell somebody you have, you know, when you talk to somebody, I'm bringing these words, you know, so that you can sometimes be impressed by somebody. They just said, hey, you guys, you have a fear of metathesiophobia. You have a fear of metathesiophobia. It's my language, you know, so. Look it up. Yeah, those are fear, you know, those phobia things, those words. I don't know whether Greek or Latin, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, you know that feeling when life pushes you towards something new. Okay. A new job, a new move, or maybe a new routine. It could be just even a new routine. You don't need to do a new routine. And then your stomach does a little flip, eh? That flip, you know, that fear of change, you know, that fear of change. It's like your brain is saying, hey, nope. Let's stick with what we know. Let's stick with what we know. What change? Eh? That's what your brain is actually saying. So the neuroscience, tells us that our brain are wired to crave predictability. Okay? We crave for predictability. Things, we know what's gonna happen. So that's why we ask, you promise, ne? You're not gonna do what, ne? You promise? Eh? So that's why we have contracts. You know, because we know exactly what you're going to do, when you're going to do that, who is going to do that. So that's how we wired. We wired to crave for predictability. So, you know, now anything that, if anything changes, you know, it's very risky. Eh? And that's why, you know, that's why we can't leave our mind everything. Think of everything. We even predict what's going to happen to us when we die. You know? We predict what's going to happen to, what happened to God. Our mind create that. Okay? It's created by our mind. It's our mind created that because it can't live in the vacuum. You cannot live in the vacuum. So, we crave, that's how we are wired. We wired to crave for predictability. So, change feel risky. Because it's unknown, eh? That uncertainty can make us feel, you know, no, I'm not gonna do that. Much of the things, eh? We are most afraid of things that we don't know, eh? So that's what the fear of change does to us. It make us stuck, eh? So let's make this real, with a guy I know. This guy's, okay, I'm gonna call him David. I'm not gonna tell the real name. So, David, and you know who I'm talking about. So he has been in the same job for years. And honestly, it's a dead end. Well, I'm not saying that in a bad way, but it's a dead end. So he comes home every day feeling drained, you know, unfulfilled, and just blah, 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 you know? Now, here's a friend. A friend tells him, you know, one point, a friend tells him about an opening at a company that sounds like a dream fit, you know, when you think of what he does, his profession. So it's a dream fit. So better pay, maybe more passion, and also more growth, because the company is bigger than where he is. For where he is, there's a limit. He can't go no more. All right. So, but David can't bring himself to apply. So he can't bring himself to apply. Why? Now, just the thought of leaving his familiar routine, and even maybe miserable one, and even if it's miserable one, so it feels too risky. just thinking of living, you know, yeah, that's a fear of change. So what if the job, it doesn't really work out? Remember the if? What if the job doesn't work out? What if he takes, what if he hates, you know, what if he hates it even more? What if he hates the job even more, you know? And what if he fails the interview? So there's always this if. You know what that does? So it keeps you stuck. And this is what I want you now to understand, that sometimes you are probably stuck where you are because of this, the fear of change. And you notice it. So you notice it through all this if. What if the new job, what if the new job doesn't work out? What if this relationship doesn't work out? What if this proposal is not accepted? What if this, you know, it's all what if. So what if he hates me? What if he, yeah? What if it fails? What if I fail? So what happened to David then? He stayed put. So he's stuck in a circle that's not serving him. The circle that he is actually not serving him. Sound familiar? Sound familiar to anyone out there? Well, if it sounds familiar to you, please do come through. Our telephone number is 08333-66091. 08333-66091, if it sounds familiar. All right? So he stay put, my friend. Could be you. Now, as I said, I always provide you a little bit of insight on psychological point of view. What this happened? Why this is happening? Now, psychologically. Now, fear of change is often about losing control. Okay? And worrying about a bad outcomes based, the bad outcomes you're worrying about is actually based on your past experience. Because what you fear, you can only fear what you know. Your fear comes from what you know, and that comes from your past experience. Either you yourself or what other people have told you. You might not have gone through that yourself, but you have been told by other people going through the same thing. So that has become part of the experience. So, yeah. Or you kind of like where you are, you actually feel you are in control and thinking of where I'm going and I don't know nobody and probably, you know, I have someone, you know, a boss that, you know, you're thinking all this, you fear of losing control. It coming, as I said, the fear of change is often about losing control or worrying about bad outcomes based on what you went through in life before. So, yeah, maybe you tried something new once before, and like moving to a new city, and it was tough. So now your brain, what it does, it flags that. It flags danger it flags change as danger. So anything that you're trying out to change, your brain flags that as danger. So you see, and this is where I want you to go now. I want you to go there, look into your life, look where you're stuck because your fear of change. Eh? It could happen. Something might happen in your, you know, you might have gone through a lot of maybe you went through the divorce and it was terrible and all that. And you build this, you know, this, self-protection kind of belief. Now you build that self kind of protections, which actually make you don't want a change. It's not that you're happy in the way your life, you feel lonely, you feel whatever the case may be, but you see that you build that protection, mechanism, because of fear of change. And where does it come from? It comes from your past experience. What you went through now, you build that cocoon. Yeah. So your brain flag change as, remember, anytime you're thinking, but you know, I think she's great, you know, and I could go on with her. So it then tells you, remember what happened last time? Okay. You know, yeah. Remember when you went with the other one and this is what happened? No. Okay. Yeah. You see? So I want you to, this is where I want you to go back. So reflect back, you know, to this. Remember, to this remembers. Remember that, remember that, remember that. Yeah. To this past experience. And also examine yourself, that the fear that you're kind of like, the fear of change comes because you're kind of worried or losing control or losing, you know, control, because where you are now, you're the boss. Not in the boss you are telling people, because you know what to do. Things just, you don't think anymore. You just do. You are in control. So when that actually become disturbed, when you think, you know, I'm going to go to new places. There's nobody I can talk to. You know, where would I be hanging out? You know, all those questions. Then you kind of losing, you have lost control. You're not in control anymore. And that keeps you stuck. Are you following? I really, really hope. This is not, I'm not just doing this for fun. I see what is going on. I experience this too for many people who I see, you know, and that's why sometimes I'm normally bringing you things that, you know, processes in your mind, you know, how you operate to be where you are. Okay. And how this affects you, you know, in your life. Okay. I hope you're getting that. Well, or you maybe, the other thing, I'm kind of like say something, or you maybe you grew up in a home where stability was everything. You understand? It doesn't just mean bad things. You could have grown up in a house where stability is everything. And for you, change feel like chaos. You know, change feel like a chaos. So that in itself, as I said, it is a good thing. You grow up in a very stable home, but now that becomes, in this case, grew up in a home where stability was everything, you know, and when you now feel like chaos, you know, when you have to change, it's chaos. What does it do? That becomes, even that was good thing, it has contributed to you now negatively. It was good. It serves you there. It serves you in the time when it was. Now, that's why I said it's about to change your hard work. Go move now to the latest versions, because the old version, it doesn't work anymore. So this is exactly what it means. So now, whatever the roots, okay? Whatever the roots, whether it's past experience that is, you know, bad or good. Now, avoiding change can, as you have seen, can trap us in pattern that keep us unhappy. So that keep us unfulfilled and just plain stuck, that keep us stuck. And research have shown that fear can even actually then spark anxiety, can spark stress, you know, because our brain are fighting to stay in the comfort zone. You know, it's really fighting hard to stay in the comfort zone, even when it's not comfortable anymore. You know, the comfort zone is not comfortable anymore. That's why they are saying, it's better the devil I know than the angel I don't know. You know, that's exactly what is that. So you tolerate, you know, whatever nonsense it is, the uncomfortable anymore, the uncomfortable environment, because you are in control. Remember that? You are in control. So that's why you stay in that, because you feel that you are in control, but you're unhappy in that environment just because you're afraid of taking on an unknown environment. So that's what I mostly think this. Remember this. What I want you to understand is that your brain is fighting you. Your mind is fighting you to stay in that comfort zone. And sometimes you don't even notice. You don't even see that. And as always, remember what I told you. Always hear, you know, change. It doesn't have to be a bad guy, guys. Eh? Don't look at it as if it's a bad guy. Yeah? You can walk through this fear and step into new possibilities. You can. And most of people that have been successful, people that are successful, are the ones that actually, you know, step out of that. Step out of a comfort zone. And I'm going to give you some practical ways to change. You know, the practical way that make change feels like a leap into, you know, now, so that you don't feel like it's a leap into the deep hole, you know? So let's look at some of this. One. So I'm actually trying the things that I'm going to, you know, the practical things that I'm going to talk to you is to help you to face, fear, the fear of change. All right. So that you can move forward. Are we together? Like the weather. All right. So that's what I'm going to do. Now, the first thing, you know, you can't deal with something that you, a human being is like this. Yeah, understand yourself. If you're not truthful to yourself and you lie to yourself, You will not make any change of something that you haven't acknowledged it is there. For any change that you want to make in life, you have to acknowledge that you have a problem. You have to acknowledge that it's there. That's a starting point. You know? Just admit it's there. Eh? And it's total normal to feel scared. it's total normal to feel scared of unknown. Say to yourself, I'm nervous about this change, and that's okay. I do that myself. I do that. Talk to yourself. And remember what we talked about. And I say this quite often, you know, remember whether you say it loud or you say it by just the thought, constantly you communicating to your subconscious, constantly, without even knowing. But what I want you to understand, start to give comment that would help you. All right? So start to do that. And remember, when you do this, and sometimes when I talk to you about to do that, when you say, for example, I'm nervous about this change. But that's okay. What you're telling your brain is that, well, you don't need to, this is your fight and flight response. You don't put that on alert anymore. You're saying it's okay, you know. And that reduces your anxiety, reduces your, you know, your being nervous or worried, eh? Because if you're not, your mind still to look, start to think that's still a threat, and we need to find ways. And he started to look even things. Okay, you see that? Yeah? You see that? You look out of certain things that you shouldn't even seeing. Yeah. So naming your fear takes away some of that power, you know? So for David, they gave the example that I've given you that he might admit that, you know, I'm scared to leave this job, because I don't know what is next, which is okay. You don't know what is next. And that's you keep yourself, it keeps yourself, more, calm and less, anxiety. So that honesty is a brave first step. That's a brave first step to have. So that's the first step, you know, acknowledge the fear. Okay. Anything, any issue you find yourself, a starting point is really to acknowledge that this is what I'm going through. That's the start. First of all, that would take away the intensity of what denying it actually make it more intensive. Yeah, it intensifies it. Acknowledging it, it actually lowers the intensity or the power that it holds on you. Anything at all. Now, the other thing is that instead of seeing change as a loss, because in this case, we tend to think that maybe we're losing something, like losing the safety of a familiar job. So try seeing it as a chance to grow. So we're looking at what we're losing rather than actually looking at what we're gaining. We are more wired to think that way. Eh? But what I want you to think in terms, it's a mindset. This is about mindset, mind matter. We're dealing with a mindset here. All right. So, yeah. So now what I want to see it as a change to grow, not as if it's something, it's a change that you're losing. It's as if you're losing something. So seeing change as a loss. In most cases, that's how we do it. Now, this might not work, but you know, think of it as like planting a seed. So it's like a little scary to put it in the ground, you know? Because you don't know. Anything could happen. So, but that's how you get a beautiful tree. That's how you get a beautiful flower. You gotta put it in there. No, for example, the example of David I have given. So he could have told himself, you know, this new job might be a chance to feel excited about work again, because he was really drained. And every time he goes to work, he's not, you know, he doesn't look forward to it. So maybe he's now worried of what he's losing, even with something that is not really comfortable anymore. So instead of looking at this with optimism, that maybe, just maybe, and if you go with that kind of mindset, you're more likely to see that. Eh? Because your mind, you put your mind on alert to look, to manifest what your desires are. Are you following? So now this mindset, not mind shit, mindset. All right. So this mindset, yeah. So it helps your brain, really. This mind shift actually helps your brain to see change as an opportunity, and not as a threat. Okay. So when you reframe change, instead of seeing change as a loss, and try see it as a chance to grow. All right. So now. And as I said earlier on in the other word, everything takes small step. You don't have to dive in head first. Yeah, you don't put your head in first. All right? Break the change. No, break the change now into bite size. you know, bite-sized pieces, things that you can be able to bite, you know. So if David is nervous about applying for that, for that new job, he could start maybe by, well, he could start maybe updating, just update your resume. Okay. Or browsing, you know, job list to see what is out there. That's the start things. So maybe be, or maybe he start talking to someone in the new field, you know, in the field that he want to go to, just to feel it, just to have a feel for it. So small step build does, it's like that. Small step build, you know, this momentum. Slowly by slowly, you put together those small steps and make the big change, you know, make the big change feel less overwhelming. Don't just put your head, you know, your head first. Okay? It's like dipping your toes in the water before, you know, jumping in. See how it feels before you just, into the water. So, and one thing that I always, you know, especially when it comes to reduce anxiety and depression and stress, you know, practice mindfulness all the time. Fear of change often comes from worrying about the future. So what might happen? So the mindfulness, you know, mindfulness always keep you grounded in the present. So the problem is this, and I want you to see this well, really very well. Most of the time, we don't stay in our present. We don't live in our present. We either live in the past or we live in the future. So we bring the past into our present. The kind of emotion that we feel today, right now, is not of what is going on now, but what went on yesterday or what we think will happen. So we're not living in the moment. And when we told you, practice mindfulness, just remember, whether what you think would happen or what you think happened, it's no longer here. It's no longer here. So be in the present. Just to cut off, because your worry or what happened, you know, it's, you leave that. Something that happened 20 years ago, you're still actually living that, you know. So this is very, the fear of change, it's coming from now, certain things that you maybe did before or what happened before and, or what you can imagine would happen. And that brings you being worried. You know, just think about it. You start worrying. Worrying how you moved last time, how your thing get broken, and it was just, you know, it was just a mess. You become stressed already. You are not moving yet. You haven't moved yet, and you're already stressed. Absolutely stressed. Eh? So that's why I said practice mindfulness. So take 5 minutes. You know, try simple tricks. There are those simple tricks, like deep breathing. You know, and when we talk about this, when we talk about like deep breathing, you remember when you want to go make a presentation and go always breathe, you know, it's you bring that air into your lungs and then breathe it out. So what actually the message normally what is sent to mind is that, you know, I'm relaxed. You know, this is not a threat. Do you know how it works? I'm going to give you a simple thing. Do you know how it works? So when you are, let's say when something is threatening you, think your breathing become less. You understand? You know, say for example, you're running away from something, you know, you don't breathe like in and out and long and out, you know, your breath becomes fast. So that's actually to kind of prepare you, you know, to kind of prepare you. It becomes quick, you know, your breathing rate becomes very, very, very fast. So that's already, it's a signal to your brain that you are in danger. And you try to grab, you know, to grab much air as possible, you know, to be able to maybe run faster, because it doesn't take, you won't be able to run fast if you hold your breath a little bit and then, no, it has to be, you understand? So when you're nervous and your breathing start to increase, it tells your brain that you are in some kind of danger. Okay? So when we talk about take a, you know, deep breath, it's exactly telling your mind, it's a signal to your mind that I'm okay. Okay? I'm relaxed. So stop worrying. Okay? So, and take some minutes, take some 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know. This is an exercise that I do with people normally. So take some, if you want to be really in the present, you know, and do this, and see what actually do to you. So what do you do? Because much of the time we are taken away by, by our thoughts and our imaginations. That's where we live much of the time. We don't live in the present. When you take a walk, next time when you take a walk, so what you need to do is that, you know, think of in terms of your senses. Okay. I want you to, note down, even if you take a piece of pen, you know, just in your yard or, where you're not taking, if you're in nature or something like that. Now, 5 things. So notice 5 things. You know, 5 things that you see. All right. So what do you see? You see, you're paying attention to what you see. Notice 5 things that you see. 4 things that you hear. All right. So notice the 4 things that you hear. And then 3 things you smell. All right. 3 things you smell. And, 3 things you smell. And then, 2 things you touch. Touching, 2 things that you touch. And 1 thing that you taste. Okay. So those are the things. So what does that mean? It brings you to the experience that you're going through that time. Right in the moment, it cuts you off from thinking of other things. So the idea is to relax your mind. You don't want just that machine running all the time. And there's a way to cut it off from running. You switch it off. How do you switch it off? You know, you can also switch it off from, you know, imaginary meditations that you can do. So, and those are things that we can help you. We normally help you to go through and be able to do. So, there's even a research like, from Harvard, Health showing mindfulness reduces stress and make transition easier. You understand? So even when you find difficult sleeping and things like that. So, but we're talking about, you know, a fear of change. So, yeah. Let me just give you another example. So before we move to the next point, and we're not going to finish the other point or all of them. So I don't want to rush it just to, you know, for the sake of presenting. I want to really explain things to you that you understand. So, but you're also welcome now to come through. All right. Come through anytime. Our time is about 46 minutes past the hour of 12. We have only about 14 minutes to 12. So please do come through. Come share with me. Share with me what are your thoughts? What if certain things that I'm saying you probably experience? So yeah. Yeah. Now, what example I wanted to, you know, that's actually just take my mind off from what I wanted to, you know, from what I wanted to, yeah. Yeah, no, we're talking about fear of change. So say you are thinking about moving to a new city, you know, but the idea freaks you out. Okay. So I just wanted to bring this home. You are worried about leaving your friends, you know, finding a new place or fitting in. That could be also things that you're thinking. So instead of letting that fear stop you, so try visiting the city on a weekend, you know. Visit the city on a weekend and explore, meet people, get a feel of it, yeah? So before you move. So that's what I'm saying. And maybe you are scared to end, could be that also. Let's also look at, maybe you are scared to end a relationship that is not working anymore. So start by having an honest conversations, not really getting in too deep. That's why I said don't go in, your head in first. So start conversations that are honest conversations slowly. And maybe writing down what you want in life for yourself. So just to see where it goes. And these small moves, you know, it helps you. It helps you ease into change without really feeling like you are jumping off the cliff, you know? So, yeah. Those are some of the things that as practically you can be able to do to help you tackle the fear of change. So, you are on Mind Matters, and how has fear of change affected you? You're most welcome to come through and share your story. So our telephone number again, 08333-6091. That's the number to dial to get to me and share your story and share your experience. If you're just tuning in, we are exploring belief that keep us stuck, and we just dug into fear of change. So get your story to share. You got a story to share? Let's keep this conversation rolling. So do come through. Our telephone number is 08333-6091. All right. Let's go to P Square on Union. Good morning. Welcome to Eagle FM.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm fine, man.
Okay, can I just ask you something offline?
Offline?
Yes.
All right.
Possible.
All right, just hold on.
Yeah.
The way she keeps me smiling. We fell in love on the first date. The first date. A beautiful girl gonna make the earth shake. I look into the mirror, all I do is stare. In the back of my mind, all I see is her. Turn up the music, we bumpin' P-Square. Number one in the game and we gon' be here. Always make it into my convict. We talking money or you talking nonsense? Making slow love to my baby gal. Got the big trucks pulling up everywhere. You only live once and that's the anthem. All your negative energy feed cancer. I can look into her eyes for my whole life. We can make love for the whole night. Take my hand, baby.
Rose,
I just wanna be a man, baby.
So welcome back, and that was the P-Square coming up with that song, Beautiful Onyunye. So welcome back. Our time is actually 54 minutes past the hour of 12. We only have about, now there's still about three areas that I wanted to go to, but we can cover that in the next session. So what I'm inviting you now, if you're out there, what I'm inviting you now, so about, you know, we have about 5 minutes left. So come through and, you may come through and share your, I know sometimes it's always when it becomes too personal, people always feel like, no, I don't want to share, things about myself. So come through and because when we do that, we enrich the topic, you know, and be able to, you know, to learn from other people as well. So, and also I want you to come through and be able to say, look, you know, there are some expertise also there, some ex-professionals, and can come and contribute as well. So I want you to come through and contribute, because what we need to do, you know, what we need to do, guys, this is a platform that has been created. Much of us love to go to, you know, maybe a station that play music all the time. Yes, I'm not saying you shouldn't. Oh, there are moments when you should just go and listen to your favorite program of music. All right, that's fine. You know, but there are issues that we're going through. And sometimes, and this is not just I'm saying it because it's what I do. I go through a lot to actually, you know, make sure that I actually bring you certain things that, this is what your, this is what your psychologist and your, you know, your social workers and, you know, counselors that are being taught, you know. And I try sometimes to bring this to you, you know, in a simple way to understand how your mind work. All right. So how your mind work. So, and today we're specifically looking at, as we're looking at fear of failure. So we're looking at fear of failure. We're looking at fear of change. All right. So the reasons why we're looking at this, and I said, we carry belief. You know, we carry belief. Some belief lifts up, some belief lift us up, and some belief actually hold us back. Now, beliefs is not just some, there are beliefs that we know consciously. There are beliefs that we consciously know, I believe in that, and I know that consciously. But there are also beliefs that comes beliefs are not only created by what you say, I believe, that you're saying, saying out loud that I believe. No, beliefs also created coming from our experiences of things in life. And those experiences come through a lot of through our senses. Either three things that we test, three things that, even something that you have tested and you said, I will never test. Do you think there are certain things that you just, I don't want, you know? So you have, where does it coming? It's coming from a framework. It comes from a point of reference within your mind, within your system that operating in you. So that's the one that tells you, no, you understand? So, now, but there are certain things. Say, for example, aye, wajaku chai ya tuliembwa, yoriombwa. So, you say you don't eat, you know, sometimes you don't eat something. Where does it come from? Sometimes it's not because you have, it's because there are certain imagery has been created. Sometimes it's because you never eaten it, but it comes from a belief. You're not eating something because it comes from a belief. Let's say, for example, Hindus, they don't eat cow. Imagine, just imagine, you know, if you just imagine yourself being in India and not be able to eat cow. Eh? Really? You understand? Where does it come from? So you see how convincing some beliefs are. Eh? So that is a conscious one. That's a conscious belief that you make choices based on the conscious belief. Could be a religious belief in that matter now. But I'm talking about certain, what I'm talking here, I'm talking about certain beliefs that are operational. They're underlying belief within your operational system. You don't operate on empty. You don't operate on empty. You don't act. So whatever you do, it based on some kind of a belief that you hold. And some fears of failure, for example, is one thing, that one belief that may kept you stuck. Fear of change is one belief that may also kept you stuck. And we went into details how that can happen. I'll give you an example of people. Okay. How that can happen. So we continue next week again. There are still a couple of things that we need to look at. So one of those is, comparing ourselves to others. So comparing yourself to other people as well. That's one thing that we're going to look into, next week. The other things that we're going to look at also is the limiting belief from our childhood. So things, you know, the limiting belief, let me not get into that. So, but the limiting belief, from our childhood is also another thing that we're going to look at next week. And also, where do I have that? So the self-worth, you know, the self-worth tied to external validations. Okay. So that's what we're going to look at. That your self-worth, you tied it to external validation. That's also what we're going to look at, next week. All right. So I don't know why you people actually call when it comes to when I'm coming to the end of the show. It's when you're starting to call. All right. Call from 11 o'clock. Start calling already. Okay. So our time is about 1 minute past the hour of 13 hours. So that's all what we have on, Mind Matters, from fear of failure to, and next time we're probably looking at comparisons. So the beliefs, these beliefs can keep us stuck. All right. But they don't have to define us. So by recognizing them, challenging them and taking small step, so we can rewrite our stories. And it's within our control to rewrite our stories. So you are not alone in this, and every step forward counts for you. And until next time, this is Michael Chiavelli, reminding you to believe in yourself and keep growing. So tell somebody, who tells somebody, who tells somebody, and that's how we make a difference from here. For me, until Monday, goodbye and have a great weekend.